On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
We are pretty good, actually. Yep, we're on day 2 of our rahui over here in Aotearoa. You're on day 12, is that right?
Yeah, day 13 now.
Day 13.
I love that. Is this what we can look into the future for?
Yeah, it's it's not quite as strict a lockdown as New Zealand, in that people can still get takeaways.
Oh, very American.
Takeout, as they call it, which it doesn't quite make sense to me that that's allowed,
right,
considering what isn't allowed.
Yeah,
yeah.
But no, there's been a shelter-in-place order here for almost 2 weeks, and it's going great.
I'm glad to hear it. Hey, you're taking us through your top 5 Hitchcock films this morning. We've already had a few people texting in their top 5 Hitchcock, so maybe we can do a comparison list.
Oh, cool. So the Hitchcock's discussion has started. Yeah, he's my favourite filmmaker.
Awesome.
He made films from the 20s to the 70s. He started out in England, moved to America. His American films are better known, but his English films are great too. He died in 1980, considered to be the great master of filmmaking, hugely influential.
Awesome.
On modern filmmakers. He combined, you know, ideas about tension building with gorgeous craft and amazing mise-en-scene, as they say. And yeah, I discovered Hitchcock as a teenager and I love him. So I'm going to go from 5 down to 1.
Awesome.
So number 5 is a film very pertinent to our current situation, 1954's Rear Window.
Ooh.
Which is about a guy recovering from an accident, his legs in traction, and he's basically sitting in his apartment all day looking out the back and observing his neighbors, which I think a lot of people maybe are doing now.
Yes.
And
is this what Disturbia was based on?
Yeah, totally. Disturbia was kind of like a modern day interpretation, not officially,
yeah,
but very much inspired Disturbia.
Mm.
Yeah. And Hitchcock built this amazing set for this courtyard that's all these apartment buildings back onto. Jimmy Stewart, one of his great leading men, is in there. Grace Kelly. It's kind of a slow burn thriller.
Yep.
But it's a lot of fun and very relevant to now. My number 4 film is 1951's Strangers on a Train, which is this big glossy thriller about a successful young man with a lot of ambition and potential who meets a stranger on a train who kind of finangles his way into his life.
He does what and now?
Finangles. I think that's a word.
It's definitely a word now.
Yeah, and it's one of those stories about sort of someone's charmed life kind of being torn asunder by a devilish presence. It's based on a book by Patricia Highsmith, who wrote the Ripley books.
Oh, yeah.
And not a million miles away from that, I love Strangers on a Train. Farley Granger's the lead. And it's a very mainstream kind of life turned upside down thriller.
Yep.
Very watchable. My number 3 is The Lady Vanishes from 1938.
Nice.
This was
it's a long time
from,
ago.
Yeah, this is from Hitchcock's British period. Which, as I said, isn't as well known as his American period. But this is basically like the Die Hard or Lethal Weapon of its day. It's a big, fun action adventure.
Is it a Christmas movie then? Is that how it is?
Movie, and not a Christmas movie. It's a spy thriller set in pre-war Europe. And it's about a woman who meets an elderly lady on a train, and then they chat, and then the woman falls asleep and wakes up and is like, what happened to that lady?
Mm.
And everyone's like, what lady? And it kind of all spirals from there. Just the film from Hitchcock's British period that gets all the attention is The 39 Steps, which is another spy thriller. But I just think The Lady Vanishes is so much fun. There's some really cool British characters in here. There's these two British gentlemen who are only concerned about getting back in time for the cricket match. And
that's right.
It's just a lot of fun, and people don't sort of associate big action thrillers with Hitchcock, but he made a whole bunch of them, and this is Lady Vanishes, definitely one of the best. For a film from 1938, it's damn entertaining.
Yeah. Somebody's texted in to say Patricia Highsmith is a brilliant author, highly recommend as well, so maybe that's another thing. If people want to take little tangents, they can delve into her books at the same time.
Yeah, she rules. They're actually doing a new TV series based on her Ripley books.
Oh, true.
And the guy who played the hot priest in Fleabag
Andrew
is playing
Scott.
Ripley.
I love him.
Yeah, which is great casting.
He's awesome. He's really good at playing kind of off-kilter, like weird, are they a bad guy, are they not a bad guy kind of characters. He was in the Sherlock
Moriarty
series.
Moriarty and Sherlock. Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think he's exactly the kind of right person to do a new Ripley. Talented Mr. Ripley is one of my all-time favorite films.
Awesome.
So I'm always interested in what happens there. My number two Hitchcock film is probably his most famous film, Psycho, from 1960.
This is the first Hitchcock film I ever saw. I've only seen a handful actually, but this was the first one.
Yeah, it's in many cases the only Hitchcock film a lot of people have seen. It came at the end. It was a film that the studio didn't believe in, so he used his TV show crew to make it. It kind of, no one saw it coming, and it entirely changed cinema. It essentially invented the modern horror genre. It's about a woman who steals from her boss, then regrets it, and then terrible things happen to her at a motel. It's very watchable.
It's very scary.
I remember when I watched it, my friend Isabella, who was the one who made me watch it, because I'm terrible with horror movies. She was like, "You'll be able to watch this one. It's old Rachel. You'll be fine." And she just absolutely conned me. It's bloody scary.
It is scary.
It's true. It's scary, but it's not the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though they were both inspired by the same real-life figure, Ed Gein, who was a country boy who liked to make lamps out of human skin. He inspired Anthony Hopkins' character in
Good
Science
morning.
Of the Lamps as well.
Mm.
Psycho holds up brilliantly well. Some people criticize some elements of it, but I just think it's just a bullet train of a movie.
Yeah.
It just never lets you out of its grip, and kind of unassuming at the same time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But my number one Hitchcock film, this isn't controversial or shocking to anyone who knows Hitchcock. I said this isn't.
Oh, yeah, it isn't. Oh, sorry. Shocking. I was like, oh, it's got a real spicy take for us this morning.
often considered to be the greatest film of all time, tops a lot of those lists. I think it's currently at the top of the Sight and Sound list of the best films ever made, which is a constantly refreshing list. That it was Citizen Kane for a long time.
Mm.
And I think these days it's generally considered to be Vertigo from 1958, which is about a cop who suffers from a fear of heights, and he's paid by an old friend to follow that friend's wife because he's worried that the wife is haunted or possessed by a woman. It's set in San Francisco and filmed a lot there. Amazing kind of psychological love story thriller. Kim Novak, who didn't do a huge amount else that has stood the test of time, but she is just one of the most amazing leading ladies ever. And James Stewart plays the cop. And this film is beautiful to look at. It's about kind of the terror of love and how love is sort of a scary emotion.
A very
you know?
Poetic way of putting it. Yeah, hard out.
So I've actually never seen this, Fabian. I think I'm going to watch it this weekend. I've definitely heard lots of people talk about it, but I've never actually watched it.
It's featured on most of the lists that have been texted through from listeners this morning, Vertigo. Although this person's put it at their number four. Their number one was North by Northwest.
North by Northwest is a wonderful film too.
I didn't
put that on because I lumped that in with a bit with The Lady Vanishes, and that's another kind of man on the run action thriller, which Hitchcock did a lot of. I'm a big fan of North by Northwest. But yeah, Vertigo is my favorite. I mean, he made like dozens of really good films.
I also
love Frenzy is another great one. The Man Who Knew Too Much, both versions. Is great. Are great. The Birds is great.
Mm.
But yeah, Vertigo is definitely my number one. definitely check it out this weekend.
Can you give us a little quick recap from 5 to 1 again for anyone who's just tuned in now?
So counting down from 5 down to 1, we've got Rear Window, Strangers on a Train, The Lady Vanishes, Psycho, and Vertigo.
Fantastic.
You can't go wrong with any of those. If you've ever wondered about Alfred Hitchcock or heard that name and wanted to check out his movies, what better time?
Hardcore. Hey, Fabian, it's a real pleasure to chat to you this morning. Hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you again next week. Big thank you for that.
Cheers. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you very much.